who knows the end from the beginning, and who is never, never telling a lie, a tall story, or joking about things. No, God is inerrant, absolutely true, free from error, trustworthy, and over 3,000 times it says in the Bible itself, "Thus saith the Lord." There's no change in this tune, in this tone of talk throughout the whole Bible. Therefore, dear friends, rest assured the Bible is absolutely true. Today there are churches which take parts of the Bible to pieces. Some parts of it are reliable, trustworthy, but not other parts. The parts that concern doctrine is all right. There are parts that concern science, history, politics, and things. We have to take with a grain of salt. But the Word of God assures us it is absolutely true and reliable, unchanging, unchangeable. So I say this, after the Word of God, God is the God of truth. In Psalm 190, verse 160, it says, "Thy word is true from the beginning." You may wish to make a note if you do wish. It is Psalm 119, verse 160. "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." This is God's word about his own word, about his own word. Thy word is truth. Now there are good reasons for believing and saying that the Word of God is 100% true and inerrant. We as Christians must have the assurance that the Bible we hold is inerrant. Nowhere can you find a mistake. You say, it says the sun rises. Oh yes, it is the visual impact of someone who lives on planet Earth. The sun rises every day in the east and sets in the west. But we know it is not the sun actually rising, but we are rotating around. Yes, this is the reason. So, reasons for saying God's word is 100% true and inerrant. There are four reasons that I can think of, and here I give them to you, so that in case you have to give a reason for why you believe the Bible is inerrant. Reason number one, please try and follow. There is only one edition. Do you know, when I went to medical school, some books go through 18, 19 editions because they are so time-honored through maybe 50 years. Every few years it is revised to get up to date as knowledge increases. So the book also is re-edited again and again. Whereas men's books undergo repeated revisions, God's book needs not to be revised from time to time, because God's word is true from the beginning and unchangeable. So that in our case, we have a Bible, King James Bible. In this church, we know For sure, this is the only Bible that is unadulterated and not subject to changes from time to time, especially in the last century, with the onslaught of modernism, liberalism, new evangelicalism, and many other isms. The Bible has changed so that today, you see, there are about 100 modern English versions. We stick on to the King James Bible. Unchanging, unchangeable. The Word of God inerrant. God's Word says, "Thus saith the Lord," and it is truth unchanging. So we stick on. King James Bible. What is the King James Bible? Do you know? Why do we use the King James Bible? God sent the Reformation so that men who were in darkness in Europe received the truth of God as a light that shone in. And as a result came many versions of Bible. But eventually, one Bible came out of these many versions when King James organized a revision committee and got the Bible updated so as to give us one copy, the King James Bible, 1611, out of many other versions, about 6 or 7 versions. So we can know that this Bible is the reliable and authentic Word of God. God's Word, "Thus said the Lord," is truth unchanging. Reason number 2, why we believe in the Bible being inerrant, is its unity. Do you know the Bible was written not as one book, but as 66 books that go together to form the Bible? 66. And written by over 40 writers over 1,500 years in various parts of the world, dispersed, but when assembled by the holy men of God, it formed one book, one message. What is the message of the Bible? That God so loved the world, He sent us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the message of the Bible. So, for this reason, number 2, that the 66 books by 40 writers writing over a period of 1,500 years in dispersed areas of the globe, when compiled together, formed one complete Bible. It is a supernatural book, therefore. When assembled, it made one cohesive book with one message, God's love for you and me. That's reason number 2. Reason number 3. The prophecies. You know, the Bible is in many parts a prophetic book, and the prophecies that have been fulfilled and being fulfilled authenticate this book as a supernatural God's book. Not an ordinary book, Because men may try to foretell and to predict, but men make mistakes. God does not make mistakes. This is the third reason. Prophecies are fulfilled perfectly. The past has been fulfilled. The dispersal of Israel and the regathering of Israel are all foretold and all fulfilled as predicted. There is one event that we can all look at through our own lifetime. What was it? The regathering of Israel, 1948. After 2,000 years, the Jews who had been dispersed throughout the four corners of the world returned to Israel and declared a nation, the modern state of Israel. Future, there will yet be prophecies that we know and we believe firmly will be fulfilled in this book of God. These prophecies, fulfilled perfectly, will yet be fulfilled when, for example, the Lord Jesus returns. This is the event that we all look forward to, that we all hope in. The great prediction, Jesus is coming again. I say, dear friends, are you prepared? Don't listen to the date setters. From time to time, there are those who predict a date, and the pastor who or the leader who predicts the date will also tell the members who follow him, make over your property to me. And then he runs off with all the property. And that is date setters. From time to time they will appear. Never believe them. Listen to what the Lord says. I am God, declaring the end from the beginning. I will also bring it to pass. Isaiah 46, verses 9 to 11. Now, reason number 4. All the moral teachings of God's word are beneficial, faithful and true and good. Good for all men who follow the moral teachings in God's word. Never betray or go wrong. This is the proof of its divine character and origin. Now we come to the transmission of this message from God to man. How does God's word come to us? Over all these thousands of years, through many channels, how does God's word come to us? God's method of transmission of the word of God down the ages, firstly by inspiration. God breathed. Please turn now to a part of the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says here, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Yes, please turn there. I'll give you a minute to find the scripture reference. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. These two verses for you to keep and to take home. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed through these holy men are chosen of God. And when they spoke and wrote, those words were the very words of God, inspired. So this is the transmission down the ages by inspiration. God breathed. Then, that same word is continued to be handed down through the ages. How do those words preserve their authenticity, their correct translation? How does it? By preservation. So if there is one first step is inspiration. God breathed through his servants who then speak and write down. That word is then preserved for us so that we will be assured of a correct version. Preservation. The first one is, first mechanism is VPI. What is VPI? Verbal meaning of the words. P is preservation. And I is by inspiration. Verbal, P is plenary. I beg your pardon, plenary. The word plenary means total, complete, verbal, plenary, inspiration. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture, not some scripture. So that's why the word is P, plenary. Verbal, plenary, inspiration. All scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed through these men who took the breath of God to write the scriptures and to declare the word of God and the truth of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. That is the text we have referred to. Now, the second mechanism that is involved in scripture being transmitted down the ages is VPP. Now, this has been the bone of contention over the past nearly 10 years in the Bible College. The scriptures in the original languages are by God's singular care and providence kept pure in all ages. This is the Westminster Confession of Faith. Westminster gathering of the leaders of the church deliberated and propounded this doctrine of VPP, verbal plenary. Verbal means all the words of Scripture. Plenary meaning all, complete. P, the second P is preservation. Inspiration is important, but preservation is equally important. Without preservation, inspiration is liable to change and to corruption. So the Westminster Confession of Faith help us to understand that the Word of God are fully, plenary, completely preserved till heaven and earth pass. One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. This is Matthew 5:18. There are many other verses that support this doctrine of VPP. Our church stands for the VPP doctrine. Verbal, meaning all the words. Plenary, all, meaning all. pay preservation. So then, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How come there are some people who may receive all the teaching but never believe? Take the example of Judas Iscariot. 3 years next to the Master, the Lord Jesus taught and ate and traveled together with the 12. All 11 believe except one man. How is it? I had a call last night from a member, one who attends our church. And he said to me, "Oh, you know, I found the Quran has so many parts that convince me it is true. But our book, the Bible, has not convinced him that it is true." I said, "Dear friends, how do you account for this?" Faith is what convinces a person. You may follow Jesus, but if there is no faith, in your heart of hearts, you rebel against the Word of God, rebel against the Savior, and you take to some other doctrine, as my caller on the telephone last night said. "I think the Quran is so good. It is so convincing. It's got so much truth in it." I said, "Poor man, pray for faith that you will understand God's word." So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Dear friends, do you believe the word of God is inerrant? I say, back to where I began, the greatest thing I received, the greatest blessing, was my six years under the tutelage and pastorate of my grandfather. Do you have a grandfather who believes in the Lord? Follow him. Or father, mother, follow them. Oh, the teaching of those who have a well-fed heart, never forsake them. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What is the Bible to you? What is the Bible to you? Dear friends, carrying a Bible is one thing. Reading the Bible and absorbing the truth and say, "Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Grandfather's testimony, I completed. He says, "I was 19 when I first heard the gospel. Unfortunately," he says, "I had been brought up in an idol-worshipping family. And there all the poison had gone in. However, when he heard the gospel, the light shone through, and from that day, he believed Jesus, and he forsook everything, all the old teaching, all the old superstitions, all the heathen practices, and idol worshipping fell away." How about you? Thank God. Pray for faith. As grandfather says, "Come here, grandson. Pray for one thing. Pray for faith. You too, pray for faith." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank Thee for the Word of God, but thank Thee more for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that teaches us the truth of God in the Word of God is inerrant, infallible, and is life-giving. Hear this our prayer. Bless all our members present here tonight, that we, hearing the word of life, may receive Jesus and believe in his word, for he is the truth, the life, and the way of life. We thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. We close with a hymn.